Welcome to the Portland Pentecostals podcast. We're happy you've decided to join us as we build a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. Enjoy the message.
I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Healing happens at the house of the Lord. Salvation happens at the house of the Lord. He'll pick you up, turn you around, set your feet on solid ground, and make it all right at the house of the Lord. There's something about worship. I love what a great job this worship team did tonight, leading us in to the presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in this house. I believe there are miracles in our midst tonight. How many of you are going to believe that you're going to leave different than the way you came in? Because the power of God is going to change your situation, your circumstance. I want to believe for a miracle. Will anybody join me in my faith and say, tonight's my night. I'm not leaving the same way I came in. I'm leaving changed by the power of God. I'm desperate for you, Lord. I don't want to leave the same way. I want to leave changed by the power of God. Woo! Wow. It just feels great in the house, Pastor. It feels like the Lord's here. And did you know when he's here and he begins to move, that means miracles are going to happen in a matter of minutes. I feel that in this place tonight. There are miracles in our midst that are going to happen in a matter of minutes. I'm ready for it. I'm hungry for you, Lord. I'm desperate for you. When we begin to worship the way we have worshiped, I want you to know that he is leaning over the balcony of heaven and he's ready to reach down and do for you what you need him to. Just let your faith be lifted a little and let's let God do something special and significant in the sanctuary tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready. If you have your Bible, I'll read from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, I'll read three verses there, verses 1-3. And while you're turning to the book of Matthew, let me say to you what a great joy it is to be with you tonight and to just experience Jesus with you in this place. And I want to give honor to Pastor. What a great pastor you have. Is there anybody thankful for a man of God that will preach the truth? You're saved by the foolishness of preaching, and how shall you hear without a preacher? Thank God for your pastor. Would you do that right now? Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the man of God in our life. You ought to thank God every day for the man of God in your life. He's going to preach what will see your kids saved. He's going to preach what's going to save you. Wow, a blessing to have a pastor. And you have a great pastor. I give honor to Pastor Hansen tonight, a powerful man of God, leading this Oregon district. Thank God for what God is doing through this man, his ministry, and this great church. And it's just wonderful. I just kind of feel at home tonight. I'm a long way from home, but I just kind of feel at home. Is it all right if I just go ahead and preach to you what the Lord has given me? And I believe, I want to tell you something. It's your response to the Word of God that's going to bring the result. I can preach all night. I'm not going to. Don't get nervous. I could preach all night, and it wouldn't be effective unless you respond. But when you respond, that's when the result happens. Whew. My, it's getting ready to happen for you. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. He worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The next verse, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. So I came to preach to you tonight. He wants to. He wants to. I want you to tell your neighbor right now, he wants to. So whatever that was that you were believing God for, whatever miracle it was that you were needing, whatever it was that you came saying tonight, I believe God's going to get. I'm going to tell you this. He wants to. He wants to do for you what you need him to. If you believe that, I want you to put your Bible down, your hands together. I want somebody to shout unto God with the voice of faith. I'd like for somebody to go ahead and just dance in advance. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in this house tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost confirming that he is getting ready to do for you what you need him to. Oh, somebody go ahead and just say it. It's my night. It's my miracle. It's my night. It's my miracle. It's my night. It's my miracle. I believe for miracles to happen in this altar. I prophesy to you tonight that there is a Holy Ghost anointing that is in this house to do a miracle for you in this altar on this night. Tonight's your night. I believe that the Holy Ghost wants to. You can be seated if you like. As we examine the text, it's a brief text that's powerful. And when you consider the fact that he was come down from the mountain. So you have to understand that in order for him to come down from the mountain. Now I just was on a mountain. I like this mountain right here a lot better than the mountain I was just on. I like a two-step mountain. I mean, I just walked all over a mountain today just hunting for a turkey. You know what I'm saying, Justin? Yes. Going in order to come down from a mountain. I'm going to tell you something. Coming down from the mountain is a whole lot better than going up. But either way, whether you're going up or you're going down, you're moving. This is such a simple concept from this very first. I want to start off with the simplicity of the word. Anytime Jesus starts moving, there's a miracle that's going to happen in a matter of moments. So here's what I want. We're starting off with this. Jesus is moving. We started off that way. When I walked into this building, this worship team was praising God. And when we started worshiping, when you started, I watched you worship. And it was wonderful to see the expressions of worship. Pastor, there are so many people that worship in different ways. And it's wonderful. I love to see people worship. Because I know this. Anytime you start worshiping, he starts moving. And anytime he starts moving, there's a miracle that's going to happen. In a matter of moment, I want to tell you tonight, your worship, I said your worship opened up a door of possibility where there wasn't one. He's going to do a miracle for you, and it's going to be because you worshiped and he moved. So I start thinking about it in order, and I know this is so deep, but in order for him to come down from the mountain, that means to me he had to go up a mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I wonder when he went up the mountain. So I flip back a little bit and I see in chapter 5 that he went up into a mountain. And he starts there what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. Whew, wow. To have been there for that. Jesus went up into a mountain and he prepares to preach possibly the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount. I don't know about you, but I like preaching. I love preaching. I love to go to preacher's conference, Pastor, and I'll go with some preacher buddies of mine and we'll go there and we'll just sit there and just soak it up. I mean, preacher after preacher, I go to some that they'll preach 3 or 4 times in the day and then they'll preach 3 or 4 times at night and I'm just like loving it. It's just like a buffet. I'm like, give me some more of that. That's good bread. And then we get done and we'll be traveling home and I'll say, okay, who was your favorite preacher? What was your favorite message? And we'll just talk about it because I just love preaching. You know why I love preaching? Because preaching is powerful and the preached word changes people's lives when they respond to it. I know today that if somebody will just hear the word of God and do something with the word of God, that you're going to leave different than the way you came. You need to thank God. I said it earlier, but you need to thank God that you got a preacher that'll get up behind this pulpit and preach to you the truth of God's word. I'm
so thankful for a preacher. You need to thank God for your preacher right now. We ought to just take a praise break and thank God for a pastor that will preach the word of God. Thank God for a preacher. Woo!
I took some boys to a men's conference not long ago, and when we get back from any conference that we go to, Pastor, we have everybody that went to the conference, we say, come on up and tell us what ministered to you. And so this young boy was talking about this conference that we went to, and Brother Jerry Jones preached this conference. Yeah, I know, just, you know, like the preacher of all preachers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just powerful. And so we get back, and this boy's talking, he's like, yeah, we went there and this preacher preached this message. He said, what's his name, Pastor? I said, Jerry Jones. He said, I think he's better than you. Okay, all right. So I saw Brother Jones a couple weeks later. I said, Brother Jones, this boy said this. I said, you know, it's not too bad being second place to Jerry Jones. I'll take it. I love that the young people at my church love preaching. Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody remember the word that was shared with you that caused something to start to stir in your spirit, and you left the seat where you were and you came down to an altar and you lifted your hands and the power of the Holy Ghost filled? Does anybody remember the word that started to stir? I feel a stirring in the spirit tonight. There is a word that is going forth to you tonight, and if you will hear and respond to the word, you're going to leave different. Jesus is on the mountain and he's preaching, he's teaching, he's sharing. And he starts with the Beatitudes. And probably one of my favorite of those is, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I wish I could sing like these people that were up here. I'm hungry for you. You know, I mean, I better stick to preaching, I understand. So I'm hungry. I'm hungry for you. So I'm thinking about that song that we're singing, and then I'm hearing the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So every one of you that's singing, I'm hungry for you, you don't have to leave empty tonight. You can leave filled, because he said, ye shall be filled. That's a word for you, that if you're really hungry for it, it's more than words on a screen, but it's what your spirit's saying. You're hungry for him, then you are going to leave filled to overflow. I pray the Holy Ghost would overflow in you tonight. I pray that you would leave so overflowing that you might need somebody to drive you home. You're the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Now, I was following Siri here tonight. That can get dangerous. And Siri had me at my destination prior to my arrival. And when it said, you are here, I wasn't here. I was close, and I looked up, and there it was. Portland Pentecostals. And I said, I have arrived. I'm almost there. I want to preach to Portland Pentecostals. You are a city that is set upon a hill, and you will not be hid. I want to tell somebody tonight, you can't keep this on the inside. You got to share this with everybody everywhere. I want to tell you what's happening here. They need to feel it out there. And when you walk out of here, you need to be so overflowing that somebody says, I want what you have. Where do I get that? Directions don't get me there, but if I look, I can see. Now, I promised I wasn't going to preach long, so I can't preach this entire Sermon on the Mount, so just have to pick a few things out that he preached, and it was awesome. And then he's kind of wrapping up, and he says, ask and you shall receive. Seek, knock, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. It's pretty simple. You ask, and you receive. You seek and you find. You knock and the door is open. Means to me simply this: you do something and then he'll do something. If you don't want anything, just sit there and watch everybody. But I've never gone to a buffet and said, that looks good. That looks good. That looks good. I'm up there saying, excuse me, pardon me, I'm going to get some of that. I'm going to give me some. You don't have to leave here tonight hungry. You don't have to leave here tonight wanting. You don't have to leave here tonight missing out on a miracle. If you want something, if you'll do something, then he'll do something. I want to preach to you tonight. It's time for you to do something. And when you do something, he'll do something. And what he does is he makes impossibilities possible. So, all right, so that's the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, that's a few little tidbits from the Sermon on the Mount. It's just, it's a powerful message, and he's there, and he's, and there's, it started out with a few disciples. This great crowd starts gathering. I'm going to tell you something about a powerful word. It draws a crowd. Pastor, what a great looking group that's here on a midweek night. Came out to worship. I mean, they came ready to roll. I love it. That must mean that there are some people here that believe that this isn't just checking a box, but this is life transformational stuff. And that it's something you can't live without. I don't know how you feel about it. I can't make it from Sunday to Sunday. I gotta have this. I need this. I'm hungry for you. I'm desperate for you. And when I start to do what I do, he starts to do what he does. He'll come through for you if you'll just do what you do and let him do what he does. Okay, so this crowd gathers around, and the Bible says that they were astonished. They were just like in awe of this powerful word that was being shared. Speaks with such authority. I mean, it's just powerful. And so the text, I finally got there, coming down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Multitudes followed him. Then the next verse, behold, there came a leper. There came a leper. He couldn't get to where they were, so Jesus came to where he was. That's just like God. When you can't get to where he is, he'll come to where you are. Now, you thought you were safe out here, buddy. When I'm preaching, ain't nobody safe.
Amen, amen.
Ben, come on in. Y'all know Ben? Oh, yeah. Now, you all can't see him, but I see him back there, and he's just kind of checking it all out. You know what I'm saying? Like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. You know, he's just checking out, make sure everything's good. He couldn't. He got a fan club, man. I like it. It's good. That's kind of the way the leper was. He couldn't, because of his condition, he could not get close to anyone. He couldn't go up on the mountain. He couldn't go where they were. So Jesus comes down from the mountain and he presents a possibility to someone that there was an impossibility. He couldn't get close to anybody. He couldn't come. He had a condition that was incurable. He had a disease that there was no solution for. And yet, when he sensed that the Savior was getting close, he said, I'm not going to miss my opportunity. I want somebody to sense that the Savior, you don't have to stay out there. You're in here and he's here. And if you'll sense that the Spirit is speaking and you'll do something about it, you're going to leave. You're going to leave with your miracle. I see miracles beginning to happen and to shake in this sanctuary. Woo.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo. Behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. I don't know how you want to do that. Maybe, can you? Yeah, that's it. I'm for it.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Woo.
The power, I'm telling you right now, the power of the Holy Ghost is so strong in this sanctuary. If somebody will just do what Ben is doing right now, I prophesy to you, the miracle is going to happen in a matter. It's getting ready to happen right now. I sense the Spirit saying, I'm ready to do what they want me to. I'm ready to do what they need me to. He started to worship. And when that leper started to worship, something started to happen, just like right here, right now, we're starting to worship, and something's starting to happen. Woo! Let me just tell you this right now: a combustible force is when you mix faith with worship. When you worship and you speak a word of faith, the miracle's gonna happen. Now hear what I'm saying. I'm closing right now. I want you to understand what I'm preaching right now. When you worship and you mix in a word of faith, the miracle's about to happen. The Bible said he worshiped him saying, I want you all to get ready. Whatever it is you have need of, I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter to me what the miracle need is. It matters to me whether you have the faith to say, my worship has created faith, and now I'm going to say, I am healed. I am filled. You're going to speak in just a few moments at this altar. You're going to walk down here and worship and speak a word of faith, and God's going to do that miracle. You know why? Because he wants to. It's just that simple. He wants to. The leper said, Lord, if you want to, he's worshiping him saying, Lord, I pray. I love the way. Did y'all sense how Ben just shifted from being an usher to being in the spirit? He walks down here and he starts worshiping and he's praising God, speaking in another tongue. And then the word of faith comes out. Lord, if you want to, you can. He's dealing with an impossibility. And yet he believes that the impossibility becomes possible because who it is that's there with the ability to do a miracle. That's simple for you tonight. If you believe, it's going to happen. Lord, if you want to, you can. You know what Jesus says? I want to. I will. Be thou clean. The Bible said he touched the untouchable and spoke an emphatic, very clear word. I will be thou clean. And immediately the impossibility became a possibility. He was cleansed of his leprosy with the spoken word and the touch of God. I want to tell somebody tonight, the spoken word and the touch of God is going to solve your circumstance. The spoken word and the touch of God is going to solve your situation. I want everybody to stand with me. I don't know what it is that Ben needs tonight, but here's what I believe. God's getting ready to do it for him right now. He said, I receive it in Jesus' name. That's a word of faith right there. When I lay my hand on him and begin to pray, whatever the miracle is, he didn't tell me. We didn't set this up before church. I have no idea, but I do know this. Whatever he needs, God's getting ready. I feel that in my spirit. God's getting ready to do whatever it is that he needs. Whatever he's speaking a word of faith, God's getting ready to do it. When I lay my hand on him and pray, God's going to do it for him. And then I want you to understand, the same thing is going to happen for you. In just a moment, you're going to come to the front. You're going to do exactly what Ben did. You're going to come, you're going to worship, you're going to speak a word of faith. We're going to pray for you and God's going to do it for you. Is there anybody that believes that? That's faith right there. I felt the elevation of faith. The Spirit is here and he's ready to speak. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now, God, that whatever the miracle is that Ben needs, that you would do it now in the name of Jesus. I want somebody to clap your hands and thank God for the miracle that just happened for Ben. And I want you, that's it right there. That's faith. You step out, you walk. The miracle. I'm telling you, don't wait for somebody else. Come on, that's it.
Everybody that wants a miracle, crowd the front of this building. Lift your hands and receive. Receive ye the miracle. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost that God is doing miracles right now because he wants to. Because he wants to. He wants. He The Holy Ghost is doing it right now. The Holy Ghost is doing it right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Come on, that's it. As they begin to sing and play, let the Spirit speak to you. Let the hand of God touch you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.